Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. There Will Be Peace by Macy Hansen. At school one day, my teacher gave us a homework assignment. She asked us to write a paragraph on the subject, What People Today Think Is Impossible, But You Think Is Possible and Can Be Achieved in the Future. I wrote, People today think there can never be peace through the entire world, but I know there will be peace. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know who will bring peace. Jesus Christ, our Savior, will come again and bring peace. I read this to my mom, and she said it was like bearing my testimony. So when my teacher called on me the next day, I bore my testimony to my class and my teacher. Macy Hansen, age 11, is a member of the Montrose Branch, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Stake. First Grade Buddies by Camille Nielsen. Joshua Wright walked out onto the playground during recess on his first day of first grade. He saw his friends running toward the jungle gym and swings. Then he saw some of the new kindergarten students standing alone against the school wall. A few of the older students were teasing them. "Kindergarten babies!" someone chanted. "You'd better watch out," another boy said. "Stay away from the swings and the tricky bars. Only the big kids get to play on them." Joshua remembered how he had felt last year on his first day of kindergarten. Some of the older students had teased him, and sometimes he didn't like going out to recess. Joshua's mom and dad had always taught him to look out for others who needed friends. They had taught him the story of the Good Samaritan and told him that Jesus wanted all members of his church to be Good Samaritans. Joshua decided that he would find a way to be a Good Samaritan to the new kindergarten students. A few days later, Joshua came up with a plan. He asked his teacher if the first grade students could be paired up with kindergarten students as special buddies. He thought that if the kindergarten children each had a special first grade friend, the big kids would be less likely to tease them. Joshua's teacher took his plan to the first grade students. They were eager to help. Soon each kindergarten student felt special and protected by his or her first grade buddy. Joshua watched as first graders offered to play with younger students and included them in their games. The new buddies even asked the other children not to tease or pick on the kindergarten students. After a few weeks, nearly all the teasing stopped. Parents and teachers noticed that many of the older students were making extra efforts to be kind to the kindergartners. This year, as Joshua prepares to be baptized, he feels happy that he listened to the Spirit. When the school community council met, they voted to continue Joshua's buddy program. As last year's kindergarten students returned to school as first graders, they were excited to be new first grade buddies to a new class of kindergarten students. They learned from Joshua's program that one buddy can really make a difference. Joshua Wright, age 7, is a member of the Valley View 8th Ward, Salt Lake Holiday North Stake. A Higher Level by Carolee Calloway. A big figure skating competition was going to be held in my town. I would be skating against 10 other girls. The problem was that my event was scheduled on a Sunday. I didn't want to skate on a Sunday. My other option was to skate in a higher level. This competition would be held on Saturday, but I would be the youngest in the division, and I would have to compete against 18 skaters instead of 10. Three of them had already competed at junior nationals. My mother left the decision up to me. I followed my heart and did what I knew to be right. I skated on Saturday in the higher level. I practiced really hard and was blessed with the first place score and the gold medal. Even more rewarding than winning was the good feeling I had from choosing the right. Carolee Calloway, age 11, is a member of the Pasco 3rd Ward, Pasco, Washington, Stake. Note: the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you or another child you know have had in trying to be like Jesus. The article should be about 2 or 3 paragraphs typed and double-spaced. A parent or other adult may help you write it. Be sure to give them credit. Please include at least 1 photograph or slide of whomever the article is about, if possible, and his or her and your own, if different, name, age, ward or branch, and stake or district, and telephone number. Send your article to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend, 24th Floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. Submissions will not be returned. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.